number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. Hope you're having a good start to your day so far. We say hello now to our favorite Forever Titans wide receiver, Chris Sanders, who joins us. Chris, what's up, my man?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing? Y'all doing all right?
We are doing fantastic. And,
good, bro.
Better now to have you on.
I appreciate you, man.
So I don't like doing full-on comparisons because they're not fair because eras are different and, you know, circumstances are different. But when you watch Chim DK and what he did as a fourth-round pick, as a receiver and as a return guy, do you see – and kind of how he has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Do you see similarities to Derek Mason?
Him and Derek were two different people. Derek Mason was a returner, but also he was a great wide receiver. And one thing about Derek is Derek was a phenomenal route runner. I know DK is pretty good, but I still think he needs to work on some route running. But Derek was a complete package. Derek could do palm return, can do kickoff return. Derek Mason running routes. He's one of the best route runners I've ever seen. So it's kind of hard to compare the two because they're different in nature and their game is a little different. I know there's some similarities because, you know, he did some kickoff return and palm return. But at the end of the day, I think Derek was a little more better. Why? Because his route running was absolutely awesome.
Well, what does Chim need to do to improve on some of that, though, then?
I think that just be more consistent. I know he did pretty good at receiver. I know the numbers were okay. I just think that he needs to create separation anymore. I know he ran a couple of over routes and made some plays like that. But I just think that the next wide receiver coach that comes in, I know he's going to do a great job. But I just think that he needs to understand the whole facet of the whole route tree. Just understanding, you know, getting off the press and, you know, line with your eyes, you know, chest over, he needs burst off the cut. All those things you need to know to be a complete receiver. I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying becoming that complete receiver to where when I go through the route tree, I have three ways to run each and every route.
By the way, Derek, I looked it up and just to make sure I had numbers right, Derek would probably remind me that in 2000, when he had 2,690 all-purpose yards, that is more than Chim's 2,427 that he had last year.
Right. So
Derek would definitely remind us of that.
Yeah, and then the thing about it is Derek made, you know, an impact in the game when it definitely counted. Looking at the AFC Championship game where the game was a little bit tight, then all of a sudden you have a situation where Derek Mason has a punt return and it changes the whole game. So that's the type of impact that D-Max had.
We're talking to the best post route runner ever in National Football League. Did you ever run any curl? You never ran a curl, did you? You're too fast.
Yeah, man. Oh, come on, man. Here, yeah. Yeah, I had to run a route. You know, I had less tackle. He taught me how to run each and every route because if I didn't, I'd be sitting on the sidelines with you, man.
Did you ever run any down and outs? No.
Yes, absolutely, man. The only thing I didn't like is running a slant when it's a press and they're shading inside or running a dig when a safety's about to kiss you in the mouth. Those are the hard routes I don't like because I don't like to get hit, man. Absolutely not.
I get that. By the way, I'm a little jealous when I hear you on another station around town. A little jealous about that. That's all right, though.
Oh, my gosh, man.
I'm a little jealous. It's okay. It's all right.
I love you. This is my favorite. What are you talking about? My gosh. You're my favorite dude in America.
Oh, you're the best. Oh, look, we got the combine coming up, and I heard your combine story where Michael Westbrook kind of called you out in the combine.
Yeah, man. He did, and the funny thing about it is I already had a lot of pressure going in, and I had a chip on my shoulder just like what we're talking about. But as I'm walking, you know my nickname is Tippy Toes because I walk on my toes, and we're in the elevator, and he looks at me, and he starts laughing. Ah, look at the way he walks, and laughing. So when we get to the stadium in Indianapolis, he's in my group. So I went up to him politely, and I told him, I said, I'm about to wear you out. And I was like, he's big and he's strong. But at the end of the day, any drill we went through, the 40, the vertical jump, the three-cone drill, all the L drill, I made sure that I wanted to kick his butt, and that's exactly what I did.
Why? Let me ask you this. If you know you're going in the first round and you're a wide receiver, why go to the combine? Because all they're going to do, and you know this, you're slow, you got out, your shuttle time came in third.
Right.
All they're going to do is put you down. I wouldn't go.
You know, and I think it's a different time. And if I know that I was going to be a definite top 10 pick, I wouldn't go. And here's why. the combine is good, but I think the individual workout is better. Why? Because now you have the individual workout. When you do it at your school, the coaches are hands-on. They can see how you respond if you drop a ball. Is he coachable? How does he take criticism? So you're really hands-on. When you're at the combine, there's just a lot of coaches that are in the stands just taking notes, but they're really not hands-on. So there was a guy, I think it was his name was Preston. He used to play with me at Ohio State. The whole year, he was out because he hurt his tailbone. Then he gets to the individual workout. He didn't even get invited to the combine. He goes to his individual workout, runs a 4.4 flat, 4.39 as a linebacker, gets drafted fourth round. That's what I'm talking about. It's crazy. It's bananas.
By the way, I looked up Michael Westbrook. In 1997, he was fined $50,000 for breaking the jaw of running back Steven Davis.
I remember that.
An incident. You know what he did after the NFL? I'm glad you didn't find him. He's an MMA fighter.
I know, and that's why I was treading lightly. I kind of said, hey, when I tell you this dude was physically big,
right.
I mean, I just kind of – yeah, but I kind of – see, here's the deal. I wouldn't like – I walked up to him like, hey, man, I'm about to get after you. No. I went up to him and said, man, you know, kind of joking. Man, I'm about to get after you. So you got to ease into it. And I went out there, and I kicked his tail in every drill.
So when you were done with that combine, did you feel like, all right, I'm validated now?
No, I still – I know, I think – you know, a lot of teams still have some questions, which is okay. So when I did my individual workout and I ran a 4.32, my vertical jump was 39.40, and then my L drill was one of the fastest. They're like, okay, he does that. Let me see him run routes. And then once I started running routes, just like what we talked about, running a slant, running a dig, running a route tree, running all those things, and I ran it to perfection, I went from not even being drafted to like, man, this guy can go in the second and third round. So it's about proving yourself, going out there and doing what they ask you to do, but doing it with excellence.
Remember you told us who you thought was going to draft you?
Yeah. I thought it was the Washington Redskins, now it's Commanders, because Rabisky was a wide receiver coach at that time, and he talked to me. We got on the board, like, what's cover two, cover three, all these things that we went over, and the Houston Oilers Titans, they didn't say nothing to me. Sneed was the guy, you know, who told me later on that we had our eye on you the whole time, but he never, ever said nothing. That's his team's playing their cards.
Do you know why the Redskins did not draft you?
Because they got the mean guy.
They took Westbrook in the first round, fourth overall. There you go. Yep. There's a rod. God had a plan for you, baby.
Exactly. And I didn't want to have to write him a note and tell him I'm sorry before I showed up, man. Absolutely.
Chris Sanders is with us.
Yes, sir.
Forever Titans wide receiver. Yes, we're less than a month away from free agency. Can you believe that?
It's crazy. The Super Bowl was just last week.
I know.
So it shows you all year round, but it's going to be interesting. I don't know if we're going to make a big splash. I still think we need a bona fide number one wide receiver, maybe the cat from the 49ers with Jennings that, you know, went to Smyrna High School, I think Smyrna or Oakland. So
what about Alec Pierce from Indy?
I like him. I mean, he's a guy who can take the top off the defense. He every time the Tennessee Titans play, he kills us. So that might be a good aspect, but if I am a general manager or a head coach, I need somebody that puts fear in a defense. I know DK and Eric Alumann are good, but I need somebody to scare me. I need somebody like Jennings or Alec or somebody like that scares the defense.
Something we've talked about, too, is I think Tony Pollard's been fine. I mean, he's had over 1,000 yards both years he's been here. But there are some pretty intriguing running backs, at least right now, that are available. Would you consider, you know, cutting Pollard, saving some money there, and then signing a younger running back?
Yeah, well, let me ask you this question. If you were a defensive coordinator, and would you scheme to stop him, or does he just a guy can make a play once in a while? See,
that's a good question. Yeah. No, I mean, he didn't scare you like Henry did.
But what if I said Taylor from the Indianapolis Colts?
You got
the difference. You got to get a running back.
You're loading the box.
You're loading the box, and now it opens up for everybody else. With Tony Pollard, he'll get 60 here, 30 there, 40 there. Once in a while, he'll have a 100-yard game. But he's a solid, solid player, great leader. But you need somebody that scares you, be like, oh, my God, I got to put 8 in the box.
Look, man, you've been here. Chase has been here. I've been here this whole time with this football team. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't never brought in a free agent receiver worth a damn.
We got Carl Pickens.
I mean, Yancey, Carl Pickens.
Yancey was all right, though. He was all right.
No, he was not all right.
He got hurt a lot.
He got hurt, but when he was in the game, he made some plays. I mean, but see, we're getting these cats when they're like 75 years old. I mean, how are you going to run a slant route when you're 75? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You need a cane. So I just think that you got to get – if you're going to get somebody in free agent-wise, make sure he's a young buck.
Well, you know, they brought in Adam, still run. Adam Humphrey a couple years. Like, he's the guy from the bucket. I think, man, that guy was worse than me. I know he had a concussion, but it was terrible. Terrible.
I know. We got to get some. I mean, like Ridley, everybody thought Ridley was going to be that guy, which he is a phenomenal player, but you can't be a phenomenal player if you're not available. I mean, you can't catch a slant route on the sidelines, you know, if you're hurt. So you got to get somebody that can stay healthy, that can scare a defense. But, man, when he gets on the field, like, oh, my God, there go that man again. That's the kind of cat that you need.
Chris, true or false, Yancey Thigpen in the 3 years he was here had a 1,000-yard season?
False.
Yep. You're right. 493, 648, 289. He never played 16 games.
Hold on. And Chris, you said he was a game. He didn't do anything here.
No, he did some good. Here's the thing. Our offense was different. Who do we have in the backfield?
Yeah, Eddie.
2-7. In the Super Bowl, how many times we throw the ball? Like 9 times, and it was all on the last series. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? It was a different type of football. Our identity was Eddie George, and if we get in trouble, we're going to throw it to Frank Wycheck, who has 60 catches every year. So it was more into that, and, you know, it is what it is.
I think they should have ran just post routes to you 7-8 times a game.
Man, I would have caught at least four of them. Not four of them, four of them.
Hey, let me ask this one again. Was Steve's arm underrated?
I don't think it was underrated. I just think that when he first got in the league, you know, they kind of said he was inconsistent. But once he understood and take his right read, then that's when, you know, he started, you know, playing well, especially the Super Bowl year and also him winning the MVP the next couple of years. It wasn't that he didn't have the arm strength or the touch. It was just making the right read and being consistent every game. That's what the knock on him early in his career was.
Could he drop it in 65 yards?
Okay, I'm going to show you one. Go look on the highlights on my Facebook where he throws me a pass against the Arizona Cardinals in the sun.
I remember. That's a good catch.
He throws a dime. I mean, I'm running, and it's like he just ran and put it in my hands because it was right in the breadbasket. He had a cannon, he had the touch, and he had some toughness.
Chris, I just want to point something out. In 1999, sure. I'm proud of you. You had 336 receiving yards.
And you had like four yards every game.
You had more receiving yards than Jackie Harris, Isaac Byrd, Rodney Thomas, Mike Roan, Derek Mason, and Joey Kent.
That's wrong. That's so tough. That's really
good,
though.
But to your point, nobody was even close to 1,000.
Nobody. We didn't throw the ball. We threw the ball like 2.5 times a game.
Eddie had close to 500 yards receiving.
Because they would do the little swing passes.
And then
who else was second? Frank who?
Well, first was Dyson. Second was Yancey. Third was Frank. Then Eddie. Then you. Then Jackie. Then Isaac Byrd. And
at least I beat Roan.
Between Eddie and Steve, they had almost 2,000 yards rushing.
See, man, why are you trying to break my heart, man?
I mean,
where's love at?
Yeah, so don't come at us with any Yancey Thigpen nonsense.
you said Carl Pickens.
Well,
that was the worst.
That was awful. I mean, he didn't do anything that year.
He was 78 years old. He had one tooth trying to gum oatmeal. I mean, seriously. He could not run anymore. He couldn't run like he was at Cincinnati.
All right,
no,
2000, Carl Pickens.
5 catches.
You say 5?
I'm saying 11. I'll say 11.
All right, hang on.
Or 22. 26.
No, you can't change your answer.
Okay, 21.
10 catches, 242 yards, no touchdowns.
Ooh, $5 million, wasn't it? Didn't they pay him $5 million?
And here's the crazy part. He came in and he tried to, you know, bully me for the 81 number.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Get out of here.
In the year 2000, Chris was the third leading receiver on the Titans.
Go back to 95. That sounds better.
So, all right, so Pickens tried to bully you. Was he like, hey, man, I want that number 81 jersey for me?
No, he kind of pretty good. He's like, hey, man, you know, I want that 81. And I thought it was playing. I'm like, oh, man, you just kidding. He's like, no, man, I'm for real. I'm like, okay, man, I'm out of here. I just walked away like, man, get out of here. You know, I'm a grown man. You're not going to blame me for the 80. Now, if he'd have came to me and said, you know, man, I played in the league a long time. You mind if I get to 81? Absolutely, because you established yourself. But when you try to big boy me like that, you're going to have to count me out on that one, boss.
30 grand, you'd have switched. He said, hey, man, what about $30,000?
Good Lord. In 95, the fullback had 501 yards receiving.
Who's that?
Todd McNair.
He was good, though. He was more like a scat back and a receiver. He was good, man. He coached at USC, too, and won a national championship that year. Oh, he was a boss, man.
You had 823.
And how many yards per catch? Let the people know.
23.5.
That's pretty good.
How many touchdowns?
A 9.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was good. What was your first touchdown?
It was against the Cincinnati Bengals. I ran that one where I almost ran over the Buick. Remember?
Is that first? Yes.
That was the first touchdown. Well, I couldn't stop. I was running so fast. It was Michael Brim, who was 75 years old at that time, and they blitzed and I ran a fade, and he threw it in the bread. Chris Chandler threw it in the bread basket. Touchdown. Let's go eat.
Were you the primary read on that or no?
No, they blitzed, so Chris Chandler had to get rid of it quick, and I actually ran the wrong route. I was supposed to stay in it, but when they blitzed, I just ran the fade route, and he saw, and he threw it right on the money, and that Buick was in the way.
It was.
second leading receiver in 95 was?
Haywood Jeffers.
Haywood Jeffers.
Haywood Jeffers, yep.
That is correct.
Hey, you guys are on it this morning.
I know.
I'm on it, man.
How many yards did Irv Eatman have that year?
I know he ate a whole bunch of food. That's what I knew.
I don't see him.
6'8", 290.
And he wore like a size like 19. He was good at kickball. I'm serious. He was huge. Big old dude.
He could bring you down, man. Well done, buddy. Look, you had a nice little career there. We're proud of you.
I did. Thanks, buddy. It's not like I'm a little kid, like, hey, little buddy.
who the heck is Willie Davis?
Oh, you!
Oh my gosh, Willie! Come on now!
Oh, he was fussing.
Was it the Monday night game, Chiefs and Broncos, and Joe Montana led him down the field? And I remember interviewing Willie Davis about that, and he said that was the greatest moment in his life.
Wow!
Joe Montana hitting him on a little out route, winning the Monday night football game.
He had a good year for the Oilers.
Did he?
How many? He had 41 catches.
He had like 594 yards, something like that. But behind Chris. He was behind Chris.
Okay, thank you. I did it, mama. I made it, mama.
Do you ever talk to, like, do you have Haywood Jeffries' phone number?
I saw him like maybe 10 years ago, and he had a long beard. He looked like a prophet. I was like, man, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, you'll give me a word
prophet.
Or something. But he had a big beard, but still funny as ever, because they had like a little Legends thing in Houston. And I went and saw Haywood Jeffries. I saw all them old cats, man. It was good to see him. He's still funny. He was wearing like a toboggan and had a long beard. I'm like, wait a minute. Can I get a word?
did Bruce Matthews have the hairiest back you've ever seen?
Oh, my gosh. At the Super Bowl, it was the worst. And I actually didn't have my camera on. And I was like, what in the Sammy Hill is going on? I was like, I rewinded it. I'm like, no. So I had to edit that part out because he looked like he was wearing a sweater.
Chris, appreciate you as always, my friend. It's always fun.
I love y'all. So y'all have a great Valentine's, and I love y'all to pieces.
You too. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver. We'll come back with more. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.